Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to this week's Christchurch Reflection. This morning, we gather and remember that Jesus said, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, so I am with them." And it doesn't matter that we aren't meeting together in our church building, God is still with us. A prayer to start. See, your King comes to you. We welcome the King. He is gentle and riding on a donkey. We welcome the King of glory. Jesus is the King. We praise his holy name. Amen. Well, I hope your week has been okay and you are adapting to a new way of and different way of life. If it's been anything like mine, it will have had some ups and it will have had some downs. And in all of this, it's quite easy to forget that actually it's Easter next week. My diary for this past week told me that I should have been part of the Easter toddler specials at church and three assemblies at our local primary school. And it's been quite hard at times to get my head around the fact that I'm not telling people the amazing story of Easter. This Sunday, we are celebrating Palm Sunday and the beginning of Holy Week. So now I'm just going to hand over to Anne, who's going to read you the passage.
Our reading this morning is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 to 11. And it's the story of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples to them, saying, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt beside her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfil what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. The crowds went ahead of him, and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowd answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee."
Palm Sunday, so called in relation to the palm branches that were placed on the ground in front of Jesus, and it's seen as a time of celebration and joy, but also the fulfilment of a prophecy. In Zechariah 9:9, it says, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey." With Jesus arriving in Jerusalem, he is victorious. The people lined the streets. They covered the floor with their branches and their cloaks. The fact that Jesus arrived in Jerusalem on a donkey is a sign of peace, rather than a war-raging king arriving on a horse. Palm Sunday is a day of what's meant to be extravagant praise. Christians around the world parading through the streets as a witness to Jesus. Many in their church buildings praising and singing. It is a day to praise our God, who is in the midst of everything, to proclaim that Jesus is King. But with the situation that we're in today, is that even possible? If we think about the Psalms, David praised and worshipped God, even though at points in his life, it was really, really hard. In Psalm 34, it says, "I will extol the Lord at all times. His name shall be on my lips." And we're also encouraged in Isaiah 61 verse 3, where it says to put on a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. And even in this time of confusion and worry, it's important that we worship and praise the Lord our God. But what is there to celebrate at the moment? Where is the joy? Well, actually, if you look around, I don't know about you, but the amount of community spirit that has been popping up all over the place has really, really touched my heart. I've heard stories, heartwarming stories of community hubs popping up, delivering food, making sure everyone's got what they need. And churches are reaching out to their congregations and the wider community in new ways, making sure that everyone around has everything that they need. And what's probably been the most encouraging thing to me is that I've heard of churches who have obviously had to adapt like we are to this new way of thinking. And actually, people who wouldn't normally go to church have been logging on to the services. So without actually realising it, we're reaching out to new people with the love of Christ. So even in this strange time we find ourselves in, there is still so much to say and thank God for. In our passage, Jesus talked to the disciples and asked them to go and collect the donkey. A pretty strange request, but because they trusted him, they obeyed him. And without hesitation, they did it. And they went and collected the donkey. And it was there, just as he said. So what is it that Jesus is asking of you at this time? It might be to do something to help with the battle against coronavirus. It might be to spend more time in worship and prayer. It might be that he's just saying, trust me, and trust me in this uncertain time. I'd like to encourage you today to set aside some time when you can praise God extravagantly. That might be putting on a worship CD. It may be that you play an instrument and that's your way of worshipping God. It may be that you journal. It may be that you just sit and listen in your garden to the sounds of the things going on around you. Might be that you read an uplifting passage in the Bible. Whatever it is, connect with God today and give him the praise that he deserves. Now I'm going to hand back to Anne, who's going to lead us in some prayers.
Let's pray together. Father God, as we come to the start of our celebration of Easter, we are aware that it is a very different Easter from any other that we have experienced before. Our circumstances are very different, but we are also aware that you, Lord, have not changed. You are our same faithful, loving God. We bring our world to you in this time of crisis. We pray for governments around the world. Give their leaders strength and courage as they face decisions and make plans in situations they never expected to be in when they became leaders. We pray for our government here in the UK that there would be a unity of purpose and that all parties would support our leaders as they take on so many social, health and economic issues. We remember everyone working in our amazing national health in the NHS, whatever their roles. We ask you to protect and sustain them as they work through long shifts and difficult situations. And for our family here at Christchurch, we pray especially for those living alone, that you would be their comfort and their peace through their isolation. We pray especially for those already coping with other medical conditions, that you would keep them strong and safe from any further infections. And we pray in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Now a short prayer that the younger members of our family can relate to. A prayer for the world. God of love and hope, you made the world and care for all creation. But the world feels strange right now. The news is full of stories about coronavirus. Some people are worried that they might get ill. Others are anxious for their family and their friends. Be with them and help them to find peace. We pray for the doctors and nurses and scientists and all who are working to discover the right medicines to help those who are ill. Thank you that even in these anxious times, you are with us. Help us to put our trust in you and keep us safe. Amen. And so, merciful Father, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray into your loving care and protection, for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Now, normally on this day, we would be giving out palm crosses to you all. And in fact, if we'd actually been in our church building today, we would have actually been getting you to make them. But obviously, and unfortunately, we can't do that this year. But I'd like to encourage you today to find a set of instructions about how to make a palm cross out of paper. And I'd love you to have a go at making your own palm cross as a visual reminder of the joyful and triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. I will post a link to a good video that I found. It's really quite straightforward to do. If I can do it, anyone can do it. And if you do make some, we'd love you to take a photo of them wherever you've put them and then send them to us by whatever way is the easiest way for you to send them to us. But we really would love you to get involved and send us your pictures. And the other thing we'd like you to do is if when you're out on your daily walks, if you have seen any crosses in nature, we'd also really love you to take those photos and send those to us as well so that we can create a bit of a montage of different ways the cross can be seen in our world today. So I'd really love to encourage you to do one of those two things, or both if you feel like you've got the time to do those things. So that would be fantastic. So a final prayer for us today. May the Father who loved the world that he gave his only Son bring us by faith to his eternal life. May Christ, who accepted the cup of sacrifice in obedience to the Father's will, keep us steadfast as we walk with him the way of his cross. May the Spirit, who strengthens us to suffer with Christ, that we may share his glory, set your minds on life and peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, and I do hope that the week ahead will be okay for you and that you'll join us again next week for our Easter celebration. God bless. Bye.